What's up, everybody? It's your boy Brandon, aka We Lost the Goat. Call him the Goat at everything I mother can do. And tonight we are doing a song and the album. So we're giving y'all 2 and 1. So got 2 episodes tonight. The first episode tonight is we're doing a song called Like That by Future and Metro Boomin, featuring Kendrick Lamar. And you know, it's not just me.
Hello, my peeps. It's me, Miss Scarlet. Hi, Radio Nation. I'm back. Once again, I'm going to make it clear.
Anyway.
My son got me listening to some Metro Boomin. What are you booming?
Anyway.
We gonna find out.
Anyway, this episode is brought to you by Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Buzzsprouts and Anchor. Anchor is partnered by Spotify, so shout out to Spotify again. Shout out to Apple Podcasts. Shout out to Buzzsprouts. You feel me?
And as a disclaimer, this is our opinion. You do with it what you would like or will. What? Your choice.
Yeah.
And if you like, once we give our handles, after the review, we give our handles, you can also comment on and give your opinions about song, what you like, what you don't like, you know, as well. Let's make this a group effort. Let's get music back to where music needs to be. Okay.
Yeah, and I got this song and album ideas from 3 students that I met at my job at the Academy for Advanced Studies, you know. They're college students. So shout out to them. I've got to ask them for their names. But shout out to them. They'll listen to this when they get a chance. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to them 3. You know, they gave me this ideas of this song and album. So shout out to them. On in other words, we're gonna go ahead and get into it.
Yes, so we're going to set it off and listen to this Like That featuring Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick Lamar. Here we go.
Sticking to the code, all these hoes for the street. Hopping in my nose, it's gon' make up positions. Pussy niggas told ain't gon' wake up at this feet. You can't hear that switch, but you can't hear them niggas scream. I'm a hustle strong, nigga, I'm a hustle crook. 20-carat ring, put my fingers down her throat. If I lose a carrot, she might choke. I know she gon' swallow shit, go.
When I give my hammer, just tell me what in the world Future is saying, because I don't know. I don't know. I hear whistles and like you're choking. Somebody just tell me what he's saying. Okay? Mm. But the beat is good. The beat made by who?
Metro Boomin.
I said, okay, I know he's I see he did a remake. I understand he's DJ, so yeah, I like the beat. So we gonna continue. I just wanna know what he's saying.
Now don't think nobody know what he should be saying.
No, somebody gotta know what he's saying, because if anybody is a future fan,
I know
they can dissect the words.
You gotta read his lyrics. Song. You gotta read his lyrics and make sure you know what you're talking about.
Sometimes the lyrics that people listen to put out for us to look at don't be right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want somebody who. Even better, somebody who a rapper who think they sound like Future, tell me what he's saying.
Yeah.
Help though.
She think cause she's out of bitch, she attractive. That's that shit that get you put up at the station. In the mouth still the same. Fall like I won the championship, man. We know these hoes hungry, they gon' fuck for a name. I put her on the game, she get fucked for a chain. Got your girl in this bitch, she twirling on this dick. Turn up in this bitch, turn up in this bitch. And you about to hurt in this bitch, you hurt in this bitch. All these pointers on me, baby, you know this game time. Bring a friend, bitch, we can't be at the same time. I'm a different nigga, no, we not the same kind. We can't have that look, bitch, you ain't mine. Y'all know, give us a little dope, bitch, you like that. Kicking dope, kicking in dope, since you like that. Y'all know, niggas selling low, since you like that. All 24, you won't go, bitch, you like that. Stepping in the list, if you like that. Pop another bottle, if you like that.
Okay. So I'm understanding, I'm getting the sense that when he was rapping, because I try to listen to the lyrics. I listen to the beat because you know, make your head bounce, but I'm more of a lyrics person. So I'm assuming that he's talking about a girl. But then the chorus went to drug dealers.
He might be talking about that. He might be talking about the cocaine, I guess.
No, he was saying if you want to kick you in the door if you like that. Popping bottles if you like that. If dope dealers if you like that. That's what I heard. Now this is where I get confused because I love Kendrick. That's my favorite lyricist right now, rapper. And his verse had nothing to do with what this song I'm talking about. So, we finna listen to that. Here we go.
These niggas talking out of their neck. Put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. B.O.T. The money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say there's a lot of goofies for the check. I mean, I hope them sentiments and work. My team in my pole, I too run. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for you to prove that he's a clown. Niggas clicking up, but cannot be legit. You're 41, tell me, get up with me, fuck see this. The first place to shoot, I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap, this metal belt. If I had to, got two D's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up, lost too many soldiers, not the prayer safe. If he walk around with a stick, maybe Andre DK. Think I won't drop the location, I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three, nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom! I'm really like that, hey, best work is a life pack. Nigga, Prince outlive my jet, nigga, boom! All your dogs getting buried. That's a king with all these nines. He gon' see pets in the cemetery, nigga. Dog, you like that. Dog, you like that. Dog, nigga, selling laws, you like.
As I said, Kendrick rap nothing about what this song is about. He said, money, power, respect. He want the three, which is respect. So he want respect from Drake and J. Cole.
They gave that man his flowers. They respect that nigga the whole time. I don't know what the hell.
How they give him his flowers?
I don't know.
When you seen them do that? Because evidently it was a conversation somewhere where
J. Cole respect that nigga. The same Drake respect that nigga.
It's Kendrick don't usually.
Come on, but Kendrick been dissing Drake for the longest.
Well, I don't know about Drake, but he been dissing rappers that not on his level. Anyway, but what I've been to. But J. Cole, to me, is on his level. I like
Ma, him. You get the fuck out of my face right now.
He
don't
is.
Don't you do that. All three of them is on the same motherfucking
level.
No,
Drake is not on. Drake can rap. I like Drake.
All three of them. All three of them. Because let me tell you one thing. When Kendrick and J. Cole coming up, before Kendrick and J. Cole, who the fuck was knocking motherfucking those down with all them hits?
What are you talking about?
Because Drake, I don't give a fuck. Drake.
Drake was in a wheelchair playing
the
Jimmy.
No, ma'am. Ma'am. But he hit Young Money. But he was Young Money. Don't fuck with that,
he
man.
But
he was in Young Money. He was Young Money. I'm telling you. J. Cole is, don't get me wrong, J. Cole is fire. J. Cole fire back then, and he still is today. And Kendrick was fire back then, and he still is today. And it was because back then, before all this shit, before Drake went to For All My Dogs and went with this fruity booty shit, what the fuck he got in his head, flowers in his head, and all this bullshit. Drake, it was Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole in our generation. Me and my brother, Isaiah, in our generation, Drake, it was Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole. Couldn't nobody touch none of them niggas.
Hey, I understand Drake is your favorite. I
remember. Ma, get out of here.
You had me, you wanted to buy you the CD.
Ma, get the fuck out of here, man.
Okay.
Ma, get the fuck out of here. Because every album that nigga had, from Thank Me Later to Take Care, nothing was the same. You had down. You can't tell me you skipped all that fucking album.
No, I didn't. Now, I said he is skippable.
Views.
I didn't say.
Views. Scorpion, if you read it, it's too late.
Listen, I said,
get out of my face, man.
I said,
you ain't going to sit here. You ain't going to sit here and tell me that Drake is not the big three.
I didn't say he wasn't up there. What I said was,
Cause Drake is like Chris Brown. Chris Brown makes shit fire. Anything he say, it be fire. Anything Drake do, that shit, a song. A song gonna hit Billboard top 100.
What I'm saying is,
come on now.
What I'm saying is, J. Cole and Kendrick have this way of rap that is more.
They have the same lyricists. They're lyricists.
Yes,
I understand.
They are. To me, okay. I keep trying to tell you this, but you ain't listening. You trying to say Drake. What I'm saying.
But Drake is beside them too, though.
Those two are on the same level of being a lyricist. I call them two way of rap as poetic to me. Drake, he raps and he sings, so he is more of a melody. And that's why y'all flock to it and listen to it, because he sing and rap and make it a melody where you just don't have a choice to really bob your head. Now, he is skippable, but some of his albums got some songs that you won't skip. I'm just saying. He's skippable. Kendrick, I personally, it's my opinion, I listen through to his big three still.
Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake. Because you can't tell me Drake, hey, Drake. Drake can't go there. You can't never tell me Drake can't go there.
He got some albums that you can skip a couple of songs. I'm just saying.
It don't matter. You telling me Drake can't do what the fuck Kendrick and J. Cole do? Have you ever heard that nigga go hard on a nigga? No homo. Have you ever heard that nigga? If you ever heard that nigga, listen to Duppy.
I've heard Drake.
Listen to Back to Back. Listen to CO2 100. Listen, that nigga can go there if he wants to.
I didn't say he could. I didn't say that he don't come when somebody diss him that he can't come with a comeback.
I ain't talking. He can rap. I'm not worried. I'm not care about the diss. You missing the part. You missing the point. Dissing. He can't.
What I'm saying is, what I said is what I'm telling you.
That nigga the same.
That he is skippable, and I don't care what you say. But That's
come on, you did saying that shit because you a Kendrick fucking fan. I don't care.
Hey,
go back to the song.
You're saying because you are a Drake fan. But you know what? We did do a Drake album. Then we do a Drake album.
I'm a Drake fan and I'm
then
a J. Cole
Drake
fan.
Then we do a Drake album.
I'm all their fans. I'm all three of their fans. But you not. But you not finna do Drake like that though. Cause you said,
okay.
J. Cole
listen,
is up though.
Listen, audience, he can diss
Drake. That's fine.
I always gonna go for Drake because that's his idol. But listen.
He can diss Drake, that's fine. But he can't diss J. Cole though.
I didn't say he couldn't. He can. And he probably will. If they respond. If J. Cole respond, Kendrick gonna respond back. If Drake respond, Kendrick gonna respond back. It's just how he responds is what's gonna kill him.
Cause what you saying, I understand what you saying. Cause Drake, all cause y'all think that Drake, cause Drake is a singing nigga. He can't. He gonna lose this shit by Kendrick.
Not just cause no, I'm not.
But it's alright though, cause I hope Drake don't.
I'm not saying he's going to lose. What I'm saying is Drake's gonna give a comeback, which we know his comebacks are fire. I ain't gonna look, cause yeah, I like it, the back to back. You know, I understand and I understand everything he say, everything he raps. I understand.
I'm gonna tell you like this though.
But what I'm saying,
I hope Drake do not go against Kendrick.
Yeah, cause you know why? You already you said it yourself. If he go against him, you already said that Kendrick gonna come back with something fire. It's gonna be untouchable. Kendrick knew it.
Yeah.
That's why he said what he said.
Yeah. But I think Drake can, that's because it's Kendrick. I think in his mind he gonna be like, shit, Kendrick is different than all the niggas I go against. So I gotta
right.
go
so
even
he
harder.
Kendrick just gave him a reason to be motivated.
Cause Drake can go hard too. He can, damn, again, no homo. Drake can go. He could go in at any time. It don't matter. Don't let that single shit fool y'all. You feel
it
me?
It just motivated him. That's all. But Kendrick will get the respect. He don't care about the power or the money. It's the respect. He gonna get it.
Kendrick ain't had to do my boys like that, man.
Well, that's what he did. So let's continue.
All 24, you won't go as you like. Niggas from the bottom really like. Stepping in the lessons if you like. Pop another bottle if you like. Selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throw, niggas selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you on gold, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in the list, is you like that? Pop another bottle if you like that. King banging dope, niggas, John slanging powder. Walk in a strip club, make it rain for 3 hours. Locked in and now I got my felon in my driver. Perked out, took chances in my hood like Nevada. Searched out outside, white interior lasagna. 100,000 I just cashed out on the time. That's the bad word, nigga, I learned in the trouble.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I got my hopscotch shoes on. That's a hopscotch to be. Throw your rock or your penny and you just jump, 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 jump. Jump.
But yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? It's a five beat. It's a 5 sample they use. Got the little girl doing a little hopscotch thing, the little hopscotch chant or whatever that is. Kendrick did his thing. He went in. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just ain't like the, you know, the little message or whatever. But he went in. He went in. Can't get mad because, you know, I'm gonna tell you, I am a fan of Kendrick and Drake and J. Cole. I'm a Kendrick of all three. You know what I'm saying? Despite my boy going against my other two homeboys, and he had to do that. But, you know, despite that, I'm still a fan of Kendrick. He went hard. I give credit when credit is due. You know what I'm saying?
The only thing Kendrick did was motivate the other two to bring good music. Because that's what you're going to get out of it. You're going to motivate them to talk back. And he snapped back. And it's all just going to be good music.
Drake said he ain't going to say nothing. He said he ain't going to do no diss track. He's going to.
He don't have to.
And J. Cole might not even do a diss track.
No, but it was just going to be good music that was going to come out of it. Anywho.
Yeah.
So, but I like the, we ain't even talk about Metro. Metro! You a good DJ, boo.
I just said the beat is fire.
Oh, he did beat. You a good DJ, boo.
He a producer. He the one that made the beat.
He a producer? Or he a DJ? Which one
he? He said producer.
Oh, he a producer. He trying to be the DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. I don't know if he produced his beat. Only thing I know DJ Khaled do is DJ Khaled. That's how I don't know if he made his beats or not. But Metro Boomin is not. Metro Boomin is not DJ Khaled. Metro Boomin don't say shit but make beats.
Hey, you said Metro.
That's not Metro. I see on Doug.
Anyway, that you know I'm gonna like people. Anyway. You guys can hit me up on my professional page at Shanae Jackson on Facebook. Let me know what album, your opinions, or whatever. You can hit me up also on Instagram at ScarletLove_2020. And I think that's also my TikTok handle too, ScarletLove_2020. Give me your opinion about this song and what you think. And please somebody tell me what Future was saying, because I still don't know. I know you're talking about some drugs and kicking in the door. That's pretty much all I heard. Somebody, yeah. Anybody.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? This is your boy. It's all right though, man. Y'all go follow me on my Instagram, Brandon7222. That's my main Instagram. My social, my content create account on Instagram is Be Lost in the Goat. As my YouTube channel is Be Lost in the Goat as well. I got skits coming. I got challenges coming. I'm starting to stream. I'm doing a streaming channel. I'm going to do gaming. Got Twitch, which I will let y'all know what that is pretty soon, you know. So, you know, anybody out there, I've been hearing one of the students said, my job asking me what, you know what I'm saying, streaming. When I'm stream, I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna let them know. Well, to let y'all know that my streaming is coming very soon. But yeah, y'all follow my TikTok, Be Lost in the Goat. And yeah, let me know how y'all like this song, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody, I've been asking requests from all the people at school, you know. Most of them said this song, to review this song. My boy Kendrick made the song viral. So they all told me, most of them told me to review this song. So hey, I did. So, you know, gotta give what the people want. And they wanted me to review this song. So, you know, they told me to review this song, you know what I'm saying? So I reviewed the song. You know, give me your opinion, how y'all like the song. If Kendrick was wrong, or what he did, or what he was right, you know what I'm saying? Give me your opinion. But on that note, this is the end of this episode. Coming out with a new episode tonight, because I told us it's 2-1. Feel me? So y'all tune in for the next episode. And tomorrow night episode, matter of fact, I'm going to keep that information to the end of the next episode. So till then, see y'all. Deuces.